Time now for part two with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, continued from our last outdoor report. All right, well, is there anything you want to move toward to talk about as far as fly patterns go right now for those both fishing in the rivers and at the river mouths?
I would stick with eggs and stones. When the water gets muddy, though, I do move towards worms. And I've talked to a lot of guys that have been using pink worms lately, you know, like the power bait variety, and they've been doing well on those. So if you're hitting the river with a fly rod, it'd be a good idea to try San Juan, you know, in pink or red.
Okay. Have you been hearing about any rivers that you typically haven't been hearing about up until now across the Lake Superior Basin?
For the most part, everyone's fishing right around Marquette. I actually ventured out and hit some other rivers, and it doesn't look like many people have been out to them.
Are they really, are they all high and muddy?
No, they're not. I went west of town and east of town. Both of the rivers that I checked out were not high, and they were not muddy.
Oh,
no color to them whatsoever. A lot of snow in the woods still.
So we got a ways to go yet.
Yeah. I don't see anything significant happening. I mean, we got some warmer weather, but that water is still 34 degrees. So, and so is the big lake. We're not going to see anything changing until things warm up. But for now, there's going to be concentrations of fish in the lower rivers and at the mouth.
All right. Well, Nick, anything else you want to throw in?
I have been tying up bucktail jigs like crazy for the guys jigging and casting out in the harbor. So if anyone needs those, I've got endless color combinations. I've just been tying up custom orders for guys for the most part. Okay. But I've got a few on the shelves for those that need them.
And, of course, you know, you've got all the other tying materials as well. And, yeah, I saw you were putting together a big spring order last I talked to you.
Yep, that'll be here in a couple days. I did get in a bunch of fly tying this week and a lot more fly rods, reels, waders, that kind of stuff. My spin fishing gear will be here probably Thursday.
All right. Nick from Superior Outfitters, sure appreciate the time and insight.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
And this is The Outdoor Show.